Oh, welcome back, my friends. The gravy is thickened.
Gravy is thickened.
Just like the plot to this show.
So, what we did is, yeah, the gravy thickened up nicely, added some salt and pepper at the end to taste. So that's all set to go. I scrambled 6 eggs in a pan, just a little bit of water with it, and now I've got a 9x3 greased, unless you use one of these Reynolds Wrap, the high temperature foil pans, because these specifically have a coating in them that is a nonstick coating, so you don't need to add a nonstick to it. So what we're going to do is we're going to start on the bottom of my 9x13 foil pan with a bag of O'Brien hash potatoes, simply potatoes. Okay, so it has some nice spices in it. It's got some onions and whatnot.
It's got the name right.
And we're going to... O'Brien, yes.
O'Brien's.
And we want to spread that out nice and evenly in the bottom. And I got a second one just in case, but I think we're good with the first. All right, and we want to push down and sort of compress the hash browns down, okay? Now we're going to take 2 cups of sharp cheddar cheese that's shredded. And we're going to lay that right on top of the hash browns. Lay that nice and evenly.
See, Kevin, that's real cheese, not the cheese whiz that you serve.
That's right, exactly. See, this is going to be great having Bob around.
Oh, you say that now.
Yeah.
You say that now.
All right, so we take that. Now we're going to take the scrambled eggs that we created. Do we do that next? Yeah, we're going to do that next. We're going to take the scrambled eggs. And we're going to put that on top of the cheese.
Nice.
Okay.
And so it's just like a hand quiche?
It's like a what?
A hand quiche. Get the flavor of the hodo hands.
That's it. That's it. You get that in there as well. Thank you very much. You know,
see? It's great having Bob with a microphone.
Oh, don't worry. There will be payment later.
Yeah, well, pink slips, that's not fair.
No. All right, so... We spread out the eggs. Now I'm going to top it with the gravy.
This is a beautiful thing.
Okay, so
I got the gravy picture of that.
Goes on top.
Are you going to want to wait? You want? I can get pictures.
Yeah, you can take a picture. That's right.
That's a beautiful thing right there.
So then, what I want to do is I want to take a spatula and spread this around somewhat evenly on top.
Man, it's beautiful. That's tailgate food right there.
Yeah.
That really is. That's amazing.
Okay, so you want to keep this, again, you want to spread it evenly so it's all covered, all the way out to the edges. You want to sort of seal it all in with the gravy. And now let's take our biscuit dough that we created. So the biscuit dough, what I did is I put it on cellophane, I rolled it up onto a rolling pin and then stuck it back in the fridge. So we have 2 steps to go here. So first we take the dough that's on the rolling pin and we unroll this. Okay. Now, get the excess with a dry paper towel. Get the excess dough that might be on the rolling pin.
Or the roller might just come off the pin.
That could happen as well.
Thank God this is a television.
It's all right. So we're going to just take the excess dough off of this.
The
excess. And pop the end back onto it. Somehow. Good. There we go. Okay. And now we're going to start with rolling this up in order to top it onto that. So we're simply going to take the cellophane and roll the dough off of the cellophane. It could have stood being in the fridge for a little bit longer. Oh, and it's coming apart. So that's all right. Francine would have done this perfectly.
Yeah, Francine, she would have taken a beer bottle, rolled up. Hell, you don't need no rolling pin. I got a bottle of Bud Light right here.
All right. So,
but that actually gives it a more rustic, more manly look.
Hey, there's always a good out of a disaster you can create.
But no,
great
seriously,
things.
I you know, if it looks too foofy, if it looks too smooth and perfect, it looks like something you got out of the grocery case. The way you're making it, it looks more rustic.
Yeah, I like that. It is rustic, for
just
sure.
Just remember that when you're dissing me.
Yeah.
How I cover for you. That's all right.
All right. So, got that all nice and covered there.
It is. Nice.
All right. And again, it doesn't really matter if it's perfect or not. It does need to close it off. Now, this just needs to go out onto the egg.
And I'll bet I know just the man.
Before we put it out on there, hang on one second.
See how he jumped up as soon as you said he was anticipating your thoughts.
I know. So I'm going to take a little bit of melted butter, brush the top here.
Man, that's just so rightly wrong in so many ways. I mean, I'm figuring between that and the dessert and the cobbler, I'm looking at about 1,500 to 2,000 after good feeding on both ends.
Indirect.
No fat, no fun.
Yeah, that's right. I like that. Amanda said
right.
It. No fat, no fun.
Uncovered, just like that.
It's a beautiful thing.
And that's it. So that goes out now that we've brushed it with the melted butter. It's about 2 tablespoons of melted butter. That goes out on the egg. And it's going to go for... until that top biscuit is nice and
is
baked.
That once again indirect?
400 degrees indirect.
There we go.
So
we got a 400 degree thing working here.
Yeah, well, everyone else cooks at 350. I want to be 50 louder. Everything's 350, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's always 350.
Yeah, you know, it's like the ultimate. Oh, gee, you're doing some on the egg. What temperature? 350. Unless you're low and slow, just about everything
is 350.
I'll tell you, you know, I did something on the egg, which some people may be surprised. I cold smoked on the egg. And I cold smoked some incredible cheeses, but I also cold smoked almonds and cashews.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took, after I cold smoked them, I did them on the egg. And what was beautiful about doing it on the egg, Chef Eric, is that circular motion of the smoke, of the cold smoke, it circulated much more evenly and much more convection style so that I didn't have to toss the almonds and the cashews as often. I only did one turning of them because of the great circulation of the egg. It basically opened both ends, the top and the bottom,
mm-hmm.
wide open. Put your cold smoker in the bottom. And I'll tell you what, then I took them out and the natural moisture, the sweating that comes from the cashew and the almond, I took Himalayan pink salt and our Chef and the Fat Man love rub, and I powderized it in a grinder. And
You powderized it?
I made it into...
Could that be pulverizing?
No, it's powderizing, because it's like, it's almost as fine as powdered sugar.
But isn't salt already powdered?
No, it's roughly ground. I tried the regular salt.
Bob, for the rest of the world, it's pulverized.
Well, I call it powderizing because my command of the English language is so far superior. Merriam-Webster has allowed me to create words, okay?
Says the man with the colorful jeans.
No, I didn't say I was great in the fine art of couturier. But anyway, it was really that powderizing and making it so fine that when you toss the almonds and the cashews in it, it adheres better to the nut. And got to tell you, Chef Eric, you and I had this conversation about cashews. Many people don't know where a cashew comes from, and it's really weird.
Well, clearly, it's from the cashew tree.
Yeah. You think of cashews. I think it's called Millennia. Oh, it's a fruit. Yeah. The pictures I saw, the cashew hangs off the bottom of the fruit. And the fruit only has a very short time where it's edible and good. But that cashew grows right below the fruit. So you have this, looks like a small red pepper. And underneath it, you see a cashew hanging off of it. And literally, they have to harvest all that fruit to get a single cashew. It the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But Chef Eric, I know coming up, your final recipe of the day is going to be something that everyone appreciates.
Sure.
Especially Copper River's pretty much over, but salmon nowadays is so easy to get, especially at Whole Foods.
This is great salmon. I mean, I got some coho salmon for $12 a pound. I mean, it's great. Coho is a great, great salmon. Don't get salmon that is enriched through feed. The color enriched through feed. Stay away from those. Stay away from frozen. You can find wild caught, and you can find it fresh in every grocery store now. By the way, I did bring with me, just in case, another tin of Grand's biscuits for that topping, in case that didn't come off. But really, the way it all ended up tearing up and all that, that's fine. The way around that is to work it a little bit more at some point and let it set up a little bit more in the freezer. So let's go on to...
A break. What a great idea.
That's a fantastic idea.
It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. Chef and a Fat Man live from Big Green Egg, Le Cordon Green Culinary Center, baby.